Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is this estimate showing us in terms of number and percentage in growth across the country? What's happening?
So nationally, we see the population growth at the, you know, just total resident population growing relatively slowly. It only grew by just under 400,000 in the last year, which turns out to be about 0.12%. And when you look at breaking it down by different age groups, so if you think of the age structure in three general age groups, the 0 to 17-year-olds, the 18 to 64-year-olds, and then the 65 and older, nationally, the population did gain 65 and older population, which is expected as the baby boomers age into that category. But we did see a loss of the 0 to 17-year-old population by just under 1%. So this is a pattern we've seen for a number of years, but it's just something that really reflects an aging nation where the national median age continues to increase, and the last year increased to 38.8. For a year, it jumped by 0.3 years in median age. So in 2020, we had it at 38.5, and it moved up to 38.8, but it's just the steady increase of the aging population. And again, this is partly just the as the baby boom cohort ages into that, the older age group, it's pulling that median age up, and there's not the growth in the younger age groups to offset it. So it's causing the population of the nation to grow older.
When you break it into the various ethnic and racial groups.
Right. In the press release, and then generally when we talk about race, we're talking about alone or in combination. So these are people that identify, for example, as I'm Asian alone, or I'm Asian alone or with something else. Mm-hmm. So they could be Asian or American Indian and Alaska Native. They could be a combination of multiple things. So in terms of percentage growth, the fastest was Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander alone or in combination, a 1.5% increase. And that was followed just a little bit slower of a growth, but still one of the fastest growing groups was Asian alone or in combination by 1.2% in the last year. Of the race groups, so we have all the different, white, black, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, of those, the white alone or in combination was the only of a race group to lose population in the last year, and it barely lost, so nothing too substantial, but it lost by 0.03%, which was just under 80,000 people.
In Texas, it was interesting that we had one North Texas county where the numbers were up and a Texas county in far west Texas where the numbers were down.
So Texas, in a lot of ways, mimics what's going on at the nation. It's getting older. It's not getting it's not as old as the nation. So if you look at the nation's 38.8 years old as a median. The median age of Texas is substantially lower at 35.4, but it is getting older. But when you look at the changes, the patterns where the under 18-year-olds are decreasing nationally carries through into the Texas state population, where even though it's not as large, the under 18 population decreased in Texas in the last year by about 11,000 people, which is about 0.14%, so not that much of a loss, but it's still substantial considering all the other age groups did increase in Texas. And the fastest growing age group, when we think about those three broad age groups, the 65 and older grew the most rapidly at 3.5% in the last year.
It was Kaufman County that was at the top of the Texas list. Is that right?
So Kaufman County definitely had some pretty fast growth in the last year. And part of that is just their size. So when you have small numerical size, in the population, the numeric change a small numeric change can really lead to a large percentage increase.
Mm-hmm.
So Kaufman County being a smaller county, it did see a pretty notable increase in the last year in terms of percentage points. So it grew by 7.3%, but that's about 11,000 people. But in a county that's, you know, just under 160,000 people, that's a pretty sizable jump. So when we're talking about different ways of looking at the population, you can look at places that got older. So they might be growing, but they might be getting older. They might be growing, might be getting younger, or the other way around. So Kaufman County, for example, got younger, which nationally is a little bit of a rarity, I guess you could say. Most counties in the United States got older, but in Kaufman County's case, it got younger by about half a year.
Wow.
Kaufman County's median age in 2021 was 34.5, which was a decrease in 1 year from 35 years old.
Is there a website people can go to just kind of look over these numbers and see how their particular county did in terms of growth or decline?
Absolutely. So all this data is available on the Population Estimates website. So if you go to census.gov, the Population Estimates program releases a variety of different data products on our website. You can go to Programs and Surveys and find us there. We also release a variety of blogs every release. In this particular release, we have a blog out right now that talks about demographic change in the United States cities. It's a very interesting read. So if you're curious, that's on Census's America Counts website, which has a variety of articles covering all sorts of topics that might be interesting to your audience.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.